split. Hello, this is Matt. Shut up. I'm going to pretend I'm calling you, Peril. I'm already recording now, so shut up. Shut up. Okay. Bling, bling, bring, bling. I wonder if Cheryl's there to answer the phone. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Peril. How are you?
Oh, I'm thrilled with turkey goblets and hanging out among the leaves.
Giblets?
Goblets.
What's a goblet, honey?
It's a thing you drink wine out of.
You got goblets in your cooney, honey?
You like to say cunny, don't you?
No, you say cunny, I say cooney, okay? Because it makes me feel a little bit black with the Q-U-E at the end. Peril, what are you doing? Smacking your lips?
Poop in my panty.
Poop in your panty?
Shit. Yes.
Peril,
notice how it's singular.
I have to ask you a question. I heard through the grapevine that you had an experience where somebody, let's just say, somebody that you know was shitting their ass all over their cunt.
Okay, here's the story. Okay.
Don't make me go all Barbara Walters on you. Just tell me the story.
What?
Don't make me go all Barbara Walters.
Oh, and you can sort of say O'Reilly instead of O'Reilly, because that's how she says it.
Wee-wee, she says.
Riley. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead with your stories. Okay. What's going on?
You know, I'm visiting some family.
Okay.
In an undisclosed location.
Family or underage children? Which one?
Always the one and the same.
Okay.
Wherever Cheryl is, there's a daycare center in a few miles.
Okay. That's good. I like that. Not Mom really.
K.
No.
Mom K.
Belch so, face. Bull K.
Blow of the K. So.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
So, did you want to? No, I said nothing. Did you? I said nothing. Breaking falls. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Cheryl. No, pussy police. I didn't say nothing about no vagina. But pussy police. Vagina police.
Did you say vagina police?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Listen to that.
That is man.
You hear that?
Let's play it again. Say it again.
Why that man? It's such a sweet rectum.
Play it again. I can't. I keep laughing over it.
Then let's try one more time.
Why does man?
Okay. It's the question of the hour. Now I want to thank Tim from Distorted Beats for sending me that. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He likes that one as well. Why that man has such a sweet rectum. So anyways, back to my story. Okay. So I'm sitting here, minding my own business, and one of the family members has the phone on speakerphone.
Bless you.
And there was somebody else that's semi-related on the other end. Now she's calling.
Were they both ugly? Like you?
Oh, my God. So this woman's on the other end. And she's talking about how she's been sick lately, okay? And how she finally got a diagnosis from the doctor.
Oh, no, what's wrong with her? I'm going to pretend I don't know the story. Oh, my God, what's wrong? Is she okay?
Well, she said, you know, it's been very frustrating lately because, you know, I mean, she's happy because she got a diagnosis, but
most old people are happy when they get diagnosed with anything, even if it's the cancer.
She's kind of been pooping in her pants.
For real?
And she's been pooping in her pants. Not only that, but...
Don't she got no depends, honey?
Okay. But she's been getting urinary tract infection.
Okay, UTI, we call that.
Now, why? She said, well, you know, I'm not surprised I keep getting these UTIs because when I'm pooping in pants, it's splashing.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Contain yourself. You are not going to laugh on my program at your family's expense. If you got to calm yourself down.
She ain't related to me, really.
Listen.
Anyways.
If you're going to laugh, pull your lips hard.
Shut up. She said, okay. I'm not surprised I'm getting UTIs. When I poop, it's splashing all over the place.
Meaning what?
She said that, you know, when she's sitting down in the toilet,
okay,
the poop is flying everywhere. Into her vagina.
Into her vagina? For real? Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you're saying that maybe an ass cunt runs in the family, Pearl? You think?
No, it was coming from her pooper, and it's splashing up from the water.
But see, that's just a prolapsed ass cunt. Don't you get it? Her ass cunt prolapsed because she's old.
No. She said that when she was wearing her pants, she kept pooping her pants and having accidents, and then the poop would get in her vagina.
Yes. Like a fudgicle?
Yes.
Now, why would you?
She can't eat the gluten and all kinds of other stuff.
What has gluten got to do with
this? Panties.
Yeah, it was the gluten?
Gluten.
So, Pearl, what was the diagnosis then?
Excuse me, Mama.
Why? What was the diagnosis? Pearl.
Excuse me.
So her diagnosis was a sweet rectum? I don't understand.
Yes. Linus woman has such a sweet rectum.
Well, I just had...
Love her.
Well, you had some ass-cunt shitting. I had a little bit of vomiting. I just was exposed to some vomiting of my relatives, which was fun. There's some young people, a little bit too young for you. And
Really? How old? Do you have pictures and videos?
Too young, and don't start with me. But the child was vomiting, so they gave him ice cream.
What?
Yeah, I guess if you vomit, you get ice cream. Mint chip ice cream is a present. You just puke.
That's very Jewish.
Okay, and then can I tell you what the highlight of my whole fucking evening was? I swear to God, there was nothing wrong. My family's nice and everything, but you know I'm kind of an introvert. I'm sitting there on the computer trying to get shit to work, you know, as usual. And then you know it's after dinner. My sister's clean. Everybody's helping clean up except for me, of course, because because my attitude is, look, my house is a mess. I feel ridiculous to clean somebody else's house. That makes sense, which it doesn't. But anyway, yeah. Mouth full of sperm, rectum full of sperm.
Rectum full of sperm. What did Jesus' sperm cost? $2.99.
Nah. But so my sister's in there talking to her husband, my brother-in-law, and she's talking to him, and he starts eating this popcorn. He starts eating popcorn. And you know how it is with us Jews. Everybody talks with their mouth open and full. So he starts talking, and I'm working on the computer, so I'm a little uptight.
Were there any gay people in the room?
No, just lesbians. Me.
Oh.
Right. So
his brother-in-law was there.
Well, he's obviously there. He was talking. Can I talk? So he was talking to my sister with this mouth full of popcorn. So I hear this, and you know how I hate this, Pearl, except when I'm doing it, this. And my sister, and I'm thinking, God, I'm so annoyed. I thought, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself now. But my sister was like, she read my mind. She said, will you stop talking with your mouth full? It's disgusting to him. And I was just so happy. And he goes, you know what he said to her? He says, you're crabby. And I thought, well, how come all I can do is get along with crabby people?
Okay. Because they get their stuff, too. Mouthful. Mouthful of popcorn, rectum full of sperm.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. So are you going to any sales tomorrow? Are there any good sales for Black Friday? Please don't be racist. Please don't be racist. Black Friday is tomorrow.
Well, then there won't be any sales if it's really dry.
at the Value City, they're giving $10 off, right? There's this place called, at the Value City, it's this store in a very bad neighborhood, but you get these huge bargains, right? So we Jews go there. So they have a sale. They advertise you can save $10 if you get you can save $10 on any purchase over $20 if you get there after five in the morning.
Wow,
so you go to this horrible neighborhood at 5 in the morning, you get mugged and raped, but then you save $10.
What, that Tony? Spy had an advertisement.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Advertisement.
Okay.
And it said you can line up at 3 in the morning to get a coupon. A coupon so that you can come back at 6 in the morning.
I saw that, Prerol. I saw that.
Let me go down.
Yes, a little bit.
And their sales weren't even that good.
Yeah, one of them was good because they had the GPS. I went to get a member of my family the GPS. It's only $129, but you know those fucking GPSs are stupid. I think they're idiotic because they always just make me get lost. I think it's retarded.
Well, part of it's that you're retarded, so you know.
Okay, this coming from somebody with a hole in between her vagina and balls. Okay, so yeah.
What?
I don't know. What else?
Mouth full of rectum. So what a man. It's such a sweet rectum.
You got any other clips?
Let me see here. Has there been any?
We did mouth full of sperm.
I think I have some. What's it give them? 299.
Did you see the one with the tranny?
Did you listen to my program?
I haven't listened this week, no. Well, I figure you do them every 3 weeks. I have it like another 3 weeks before I listen to it.
I'm offended.
No, I haven't. I haven't been alone.
Hold on, man. I'm finding the clear for you.
Make it louder.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that's Lady Blacktastic. Who said get fucked? Who said get
that
fucked?
That was you.
Why was... When did
you
I tell
one
you
my,
to get
one
fucked?
One of my listening to it recorded of the black woman at the corner bakery going next to mine, please.
No way. For real?
Yes, she was at the same one I said I went to and recorded.
You're kidding.
Her.
Who?
No. Louise. Oh, here we go.
Can you turn it low?
Listen.
Call
Payday Day, DTV
2005, to learn about a government coupon program that begins in January.
You like that? I heard that on the TV. I had to stop it and record it. Call 1-800 blah 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 to learn about a government coupon program.
Oh, that had so many items in it, Pearl. That had DVD, it had government cheese, and it had $2.99.
DTV 2005, to learn about
I love her.
That,
you know,
was that Wanda Wisdom? Sounded like
I know,
her.
The government coupon program. Maybe if Wanda can start doing commercials for the DTV, the digital TV.
Pan face?
The who? Pan?
Pan face.
That's more like a walk. It's more rumbling.
Yeah. Well, we never talked about it, though. What was with that? When she posted those pictures of, like,
naked.
No. Like when she was wearing this peach, she called it peaches. And she was like dressed half man, half woman, wearing this like weird polyester pantsuit. It was the creepiest thing I ever saw. So I posted on my blog, and then she takes them down from Flickr.
But you found it on the Googles?
Yeah, it was on the cache, of course. I reposted it. You can find it in my Flickr now. But if you want to see how Wanda Wisdom, how gross she can get, walk face and all, go to flickr.com/yeastradio. But you got to go way back a couple weeks, I think. Just a couple weeks.
Peaches.
So what did you have for dessert? Pumpkin pie? Mouthful of sperm?
Lamb on this chocolate cake. Some pumpkin pie and some apple pie.
So listen, I want to tell you another story because this is funny. Yeah, I did listen, but it reminded me of my next pregunta, or statement rather, not a pregunta. So my mother, she can be a little passive-aggressive. I think maybe I get it. She's kind of devious. And I don't even know if she knows she's doing it. But so, you know, my brother-in-law, we're on him again. He keeps kosher, of course. Strictly kosher.
But so, you know. Okay, people. Hello.
Of course, he knows, he knows me. If lesbians count. Anyway, so mouthful is... I always have to say mouthful of sperm to remember. So anyway, so my mother makes these dinner. So he keeps strictly kosher. My mother for dinner yesterday, when we got there, she makes these. They're supposed to be steaks, right? It says steak, but it's hamburgers. But I guess she got it at the Walmart, so they call it steak, but it's actually hamburger. But it's wrapped in bacon. and so we're eating it. And she had this, stop laughing, Cheryl. She also served fried cabbage.
What did she have for Passover? Cake steak.
Fried cabbage.
I'm
not done. We ain't even done. So she says, oh, and of course it was the fried cabbage.
Just pull it off.
So she goes, Mike, did you try the fried cabbage? And he goes, no, I thought it was just more bacon. And I said, bacon. I said, oh my God, Mom, you served him a hamburger wrapped in bacon, and he keeps kosher. She goes, well, I couldn't help it. And then I go, I look at the box. She goes, I didn't know. I look at the box, and it says steaks with bacon in like 3-inch letters. You how could you not know? And then today for dinner, now you know I don't drink anything, right? So for dessert, what does she make? Chocolate mousse that's like half triple sec. It's like fucking alcohol. It burns my mouth. I mean, I haven't had a drink in 8.5 years, Prerol. You know, and my mother tries to make me relapse. And
I get drunk.
No, I taste it. I put it down. I said, I can't drink this. So I ate all the whipped cream. I ate the whipped cream.
I get drunk.
No. But
your mom trying to get you drunk, doesn't she know?
Prerol, I think she might be a little senile. Yeah.
Oh.
You know about
it. Yeah, well, she said stay day day. And then she tries to say, well, she's do it herself while she eating.
I say day day day.
Wrapped in bacon.
But we don't keep kosher.
Pecan. It's wrapped in pecan. I mean, she might as well put some mustard and some Monet's on.
Now, we keep lesbian kosher. We don't eat pussy on the table.
Oh. Except for the glass table.
Well, that's shitting, honey. That's different.
Oh.
Yeah.
As long as you got runny poop, then it's okay.
Yeah, as long as it runs down your leg and you call your great aunt and put her on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. It's UTI.
Did she get PID? Do you know? Did you ask?
No.
You know what PID is.
Do you know? Yes.
What? Say it.
Mm-hmm, that's when your pelvis gets inflamed.
It's pussy in distress.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. PID.
Well, I'm going to wrap my vagina in pecan now.
Oh, guess what? So this is the other thing. I'm glad we're doing a program because I have things to say. It's because I just saw Pizza Blubbercunt came online. So I said, because I was listening to Andy Melton's show. You know, he's the one that weighs a quarter ton. You know him, right? Mm-hmm. Quarter ton, Andy.
Yeah.
So I listened to his program. I thought, yeah, it was kind of funny because he's just going on about stuff. He's funny. I thought, you know, he's so fat. And I called Pizza Blubbercunt. I said, Pizza Blubbercunt, comma. He should be on your freak network because he, you know, she has this freak network and a lot of crazy nut jobs around. I said, you should have him on the. So she's like, okay, well, ask him. So I said, Andy, after, you know, trying to get him on because he's trying to install the fedora or whatever. But so I said, Andy, Pizza Blubbercut wants you to be on the Freak Network. He goes, really? Why? And I go, because you're the only one fatter than her.
You're so nice to Andy. What are you saying? Well, that's true.
And he goes, are you sure I'm bigger than her? And I go, yes.
She's pretty big. I don't know.
Trust me. She doesn't hold a candle to Andy.
Really?
Oh, no.
I like your advice show for him.
I need another question. Maybe you can ask me a question, but email it. I don't want to spoil the surprise. Maybe something about...
It ain't going to happen. So I heard some gossip that my commercials aren't going to air.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, this is, you know, you did a wonderful job on them, but I think it was my fault, really, because of the images I put up. I don't think the advertiser felt that those were conducive to...
Well, that who told you to put those pictures of me on the internet, not me?
Well, I think people were just surprised you have so many different looks, because some people thought that they weren't all you.
Well, that's bullshit. The ones in my feed were definitely me.
I didn't put the feed up. Maybe that's why. Maybe I should have used just the feed. The problem is, Pearl, I think we all learned a lesson because, but the thing is, they're still sponsoring me. It's just I put them on a different show that's a lot less, disgusting.
Oh.
I think it's worked out fine, but I'm saddened because it would have been nice to have you become the spokesmodel for that particular item. I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to get in trouble. But I also think...
It ain't no church heel of that for sure.
Well, I also think a certain retarded chef with a Napoleon's complex might have been a little upset because when you said Chef Mary, the bottom queen, I think I may have shown the picture of Friday the 13th when that swamp thing comes and attacks that lady. Wasn't that where that picture was from? Wasn't that the swamp thing from Friday the 13th?
I'm too young to know about that yet.
You're so fucking dumb. You're not old. You're not young. You didn't look a day under 80 in any of those fucking pictures.
You're not old, that's true.
Did I say that? You're not young, man. You're old. But there's nothing wrong with being old. I'm 58. I'm 58.
You're what? I'm old.
Why can't you be proud of your AIDS? Why you gotta be so full of shame?
I ain't got no AIDS, you know? So
what? AIDS.
I sent an email to this company that I won't see nothing to fix this problem with my pewter.
Your pubis? Your mom's?
Yes, and they wrote me back and I said, "Hello, Cheryl. I would be more interested to work together with... I would be more interested, okay, to work together with you and help you fix the issue. If you could let me know your convenient time, I can call you black and take over from there."
What's wrong with that?
I would be more interested to work together with you.
What's wrong with that? I don't get it.
They're missing the word "more than" interested.
Well, he's probably from India.
To work with you. And then I said, "You could let me know your convenient time."
What was the question? What did you ask them? I mean, what is the problem?
Let me know your convenient time. What is that? Let me know when it's convenient for me to call.
What are you,
you
a fucking English teacher? It's not like our grammar is perfect. The way
Let's
you
set
talk?
Up the following details convenient for you.
Listen.
Right.
Prerol, what was the problem? You got a broken computer or what?
No, it's this program that syncs my contacts across my computer.
The period? What's it called?
And it was
missing
sync.
You know what? I don't sync anymore. You know, this is crazy with all these computers. I still lose addresses like every day because nothing is in sync. You know, even when I had .Mac, nothing worked. I just don't get it.
I like the Plaxo, but it was duplicating some shit on my thing.
Yeah, but Plaxo is like spam. I don't like anything where you have to store your data on some fucking third party that, you know.
No, it's not bad. I like it.
Lapso? Is that what it's called? Lapso?
Yeah.
So you like the Plaxo? Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to start using the Google Calendar.
I like the Google.
Yeah, and you can sync that with iCal.
You see that they have IMAP now.
Yes, I've been using it. The problem is it takes up 4 fucking gigabytes for each one of my accounts.
You don't have to have, you know, you're going to move it out of your inbox and then it don't...
Now, how do I do that, though? I've got like 50,000... Everything's in my box.
Why don't you go to the SAQ, you dumb, stupid fucking hoe?
Excuse me? What?
Why does man have such a sweet rectum?
That was considering.
So,
Latama.
Cheryl, to get him out of the inbox, do I do that on Gmail or do I do that on the clients?
Gmail.
So I just archive them and that kind of thing?
I think so.
Oh, my God. But, Cheryl, I haven't read my emails in like 12 years.
They ain't my problem.
And the other thing, plus the reason I do it, oh, no, if I keep my folder for attachments, it'll still download those, though, right? Because that's what I want. Because I still want the attachments to download no matter how old they are, because that's my, you know, my MP3s that people send me from the DVDs.
Right, right.
Okay, it will, you're saying.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Awful.
So did you have any abortions this week?
No, but I watched a video of an abortion. I can send you a link if you want.
I'd love that. You know what I found out about abortions today?
That they're fun.
No, you know, when you take...
You make profit.
When you take RU486, did you know you take two pills? I swear.
No.
You take one pill in your mouth, and then 4 hours later, you have to stick another pill in your vagina.
No.
Hello?
I've done it before. I didn't put no pill in my jaw.
Well, maybe that's why you didn't kill the thing.
Oh. I just had to rip it out of my own hand.
With a corkscrew and a hand blender. It's not supposed to work that way. It's supposed to come out dead.
No, it's not a hand immersion blender.
It's supposed to come out dead, Cheryl. Otherwise, it's...
An immersion blender.
Did you hear about in Colorado, they're going to make it legal for an egg, a fertilized egg,
thank God,
to be
thank
a human...
God. Good.
Remember Pink Flamingos? How can a person be an egg, Cotton? How can a person be an egg?
Eggman.
Lips.
Problem,
all right.
Problem.
Well, I know you have to go to sleeps.
Yeah.
And we've been on 30 minutes.
Well, make sure the next time you had some steak and this Jewish person in the room, wrap it in that column. Okay, you should call this program Steaks with Pecan.
I don't get it. Pecan.
Bacon. Makes it sound fancy.
I need okay, maybe bacon flavored ass cunt.
No. Yeah. How about them?
It's my program, honey.
Poached steaks with bacon.
No, but then we have
and
to have the
rectum.
Ass.
Sweet rectum with kosher steak and bacon.
No. I like my name better. Bacon-flavored ass cunt. I'm sorry, I do.
No.
Yes.
You got to have something about the sweet rectum. Why this man?
Why does she say again? Play it again.
Sweet rectum.
Sweet rectum. Potato pie.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Maybe sweet rectum potato pie?
Yes. Ugh. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, honey.
Thanks. Pearl. See you later.
Good night, Pearl.
Get fucked. Okay.